Welcome back to Fairhope Hospice for Resents. We have Rick Schneider, our Community Education Coordinator, back with us.
Good to be here, and I enjoyed our first half talking about how we outreach to the community.
Absolutely. Andy Good. Welcome back, Andy.
Thank you. I don't remember what we talked about in the first half, so I may repeat it.
He has short retention. Yeah, but No, we were talking. See what I said? We do an awful lot. We were talking about tours. We were talking about our grief support, our therapies that are open, our support groups for people who have not experienced Fairhope Compassion, but we're still here to help.
Yes, and I think the other thing we recently had, which we really haven't talked about on our programs lately, was we had another children's camp.
Oh, yeah.
And I know you were part of that, Rick, before you had your leave.
Yeah, it took a little time off, but it is such a cool event in that children don't know how to express their grief, and so many of them are suffering, and we don't realize it. And Tracy Miller, who initiated our children's grief as a school speech pathologist in the school system, she knows that some of the kids' learning problems were actually a result of grieving where they couldn't express it and couldn't release it. And she developed this incredible program. It's a one-day camp, and it's all based on activities. It used to start out with Zumba, and doing that, you just kind of forget where you're at because you're trying to remember the Zumba steps, and it gets you out of yourself and gets you back into the camp. You forget about your personal problems, and it just opens up the kids to express how they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
One of the cool things she does is our music therapist, Jessie, is there, and she'll ask the kids, how did you feel like when your special person died? And they'll say, I was mad, I was upset, I wanted to hit somebody, I cried. And she'll take all those comments and write them down, and then she'll turn it into a song. And then the kids sing the song, and here they are singing their own song with their words, and it really causes kids to just release.
You know, when I was talking to Tracy one day, she said that there's been so many neat songs that have been developed because we do these camps, you know, a few times a year, that she's thinking that we should develop, you know, some type of a CD with all these children's songs on it because they're neat. I mean, they really are expressive of each different camp, which are unique in themselves, but that it's just kind of a neat little compilation of, you know, children's songs.
Every time I see Jesse at the last camp, this one boy, we asked him, and some of the things he said was, well, man, I chop my wood. He goes out in the back. He's like 7 or 8 years old, and his dad lets him cut wood. And then he says, oh, we'll go in. Mom will fix spaghetti. So I'll look at Jesse and go, I chop my wood. She goes, I eat my spaghetti. And so we have this little song that the boy wrote.
Yeah, that's cute.
He was so thrilled that we sang his song to begin with at the camp. And it allows the kids to release what's inside them. They don't know how to show it. They have a what they call a drum circle. Kids are given teak wood things, triangles with a little ding, 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 ding. They have the bongos. They have snare drums. And she'll ask them to, how did you feel when you're happy? And they'll be doing drum rolls and hitting the bongos, and everybody's laughing. And she'll say, what did you think about the first day of school? And the mood changes a little bit because some kids like it, some kids don't. What did you feel like when your special somebody died? And you hear this drum circle going into a boom, boom. Boom.
It's almost like
a funeral march. Yeah, they're all in unison. And she said they're expressing how they feel without saying how they feel. And it is very effective. And then what we find out is we have a pizza camp, or not a pizza camp, a pizza party about a month later. And see how the kids are doing. Many times, and they brought in their friends saying, this thing is good. You guys got to come to it. So it is very effective.
And then
if we find out that the parents are still grieving, so we kind of took care of one segment, and then we focus on the parents.
Well, and I think that's, you know, been part of our growth over the years. We found that, you know, we call it a children's camp, but now we invite the significant others
to come. It's a family camp now.
Yeah, it's almost like we're inviting the significant others of the children, whether it be the grandparents, parents, or friends, to now, you know, be involved, and we have a special sessions for them simultaneously.
It's just another way that we can meet a need of the community. It's one thing that's great about being a local, private, independent organization is that, you know, we don't have a hierarchy. We have to go through to do type things. And if we see a need in the community, we have Denise. Denise is our hierarchy. And
I've been called a lot of things, that's a new one. It's okay. I can take it. It's all good.
But if in all honesty, if we see a need in the community, and I've seen different times, different employees came and say to Denise, hey, that so and so needs this, or we think we should do this, and we can just do it. I mean,
the hallmark.
Our decisions are made simply about number one, what's best for the patients, and then how can we meet the needs of the community, and that's it. You know, we don't have any. You know, it's obviously we have to pay our bills and keep our lights on, but
our board really supports what we do too.
Well, the higher the whole basis is, we never say we can't. Denise always says, we'll see what we can do. With the children's camp, we saw a need for parents. Well, let's see what we can do.
Let's see how you figure that out. Right?
It always, we have the, we're working on a grief outbuilding, if you will.
Well, what would you call that, Mark? It's more of a grief
outbuilding
center. Grief center, which we're looking at.
I would call it,
but again,
the Anita M. Turner Community Center.
Something like that.
Grief support and
grief
services.
Support. But see, and again, that is, we'll see.
You
what
sound
we can
like
do.
You're campaigning there, Mark.
Well, why don't we talk? Well, let's let Mark talk a little bit about it. He's going to be one of
do
our co-chairs.
I want to talk about me. I want to talk about I.
I want to talk about
that
number
reminds
one.
Me of a song. That reminds me of a song.
I like that song. I haven't heard that for
this
while.
Out.
I don't
do.
Know.
We are, matter of fact, well, thank you guys and Denise. And I just happened to find these lovely plans.
You have 30 seconds.
Preliminarily for the from VPL Architects, we want to thank them.
Local folks.
And, yes, and our friends at Gorsuch Construction.
For the Anita M. Turner Community Center, kind of the tentative name we're using.
Yes. Which, FYI, this is the same company that designed and built the Pickering House.
Right. They were our architects and our construction company.
But we saw a need, and in fact, as long one of these radio shows a couple months ago kind of sparked, and away we went.
Actually, and we actually have the Anita M. Turner estate had left. She had been cared for by Fairhope Hospice and had left money, which we are going to be used, will be used to seed money for a grief center. And actually, Mark Bohack and Tracy Miller, our child adolescent grief specialist, has agreed to co-chair this community project. So we'll let Mark talk a little bit about it. This is fresh off the press. We just got these plans less than 72 hours ago from Gorsuch Construction and VPL Architects. And so we're going to be gathering a community group together, and we're going to be moving full speed ahead on this project.
There's still steam coming off the paper.
Yeah, they are.
Still
I had
the
them
presses.
On the table, so when Mark came in today, he could see them.
She knows I'm a nosy type.
And I didn't even
What's
get
this?
A chance to say. He just opened them up. He's like, whoa.
Well, I saw plans, and I've been waiting for these plans for a while. Tracy Miller was on this show, I'm going to say about a year ago. It might have been a little less. Might have been a little more. And the genesis of this started on one of these radio shows where it was, gee, wouldn't it be great if we had
because we've used other facilities, we've used churches, people don't want to return to the Pickering House. There's a lot of reasons.
Well, I've heard Denise say several times, you know, people after someone loses a loved one, you know, they don't want to go back to the hospital for a meeting. They don't want to come back into the Pickering House sometimes.
Right.
Because
it's fresh, you know, and they don't want to go to a church. You know, some people don't want to go to a church. And so there needs to be a neutral place that we can have these kind of meetings, do these kind of things, we're putting it together.
A
it's
place
gonna happen.
That is distinctly different. I picture this, and I said this from the minute this was kind of conceived as a happy place, a place where you are going because you want to feel better, and it's a place that makes you feel better.
We celebrate life.
A place of healing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so the preliminary plans look great. I really think we're on to something here. It's going to be on the grounds here at 282 Sells Road, but it'll be adjacent to and not officially part
it's
of
separate,
the Pickering
yeah.
House. Exactly.
Physically separate.
It will not be physically connected, yeah.
Right, and people have asked, well, why wouldn't you connect it? And part of that is for cost. Well, that's the main reason, cost, because the Pickering House houses patients 24 hours a day, and so, you know, you've got hospital-grade materials, sprinkler systems and that, and this would be more office-grade, so we wouldn't have to have that type of cost associated with it. So that's one thing we're looking at.
And for some psychological or social reasons, too. I mean,
right.
some people, if they've had a loss here at the Pickering House, we don't want to have to bring them back into the Pickering House to do their grief services.
And people who are familiar know that we have somewhat rolling hills here, and so it won't be secluded, but it'll be away and down the hill a little bit.
Right.
So we don't want to look like a shopping center.
It's going to be a one-of-a-kind. Just like the Pickering House is a one-of-a-kind place, the only thing available in our community, anything like this, the grief center, the Anita M. Turner Grief Center. That's we're gonna have to find something that flows a little better than that. But it is going to be a phenomenal, one of a kind place.
I would call it the Turner Joy, but that was the name of a ship, and we can't do that.
Yeah, that'd be conflict of interest.
Did it sink?
No.
That'd be really bad. If it was.
That's a different Turner Joy.
It's yes. Not a sinking ship, Andy.
No, Andy's going in a totally different
the
direction.
The show is
here.
Sinking right now.
We'll come up with the catchy name, but it'll be the Anita M. Turner something because...
the Anita M. Turner Place of Healing.
Well, Center for Hope. House of Hope. We'll come up with some. If you have ideas, let Denise know.
Yeah, BR 549. Yeah, we should have some sort of explain.
We have some kind of contest.
The good news is it's on paper. We've got a plan for it now.
It is going to happen.
We've got seed money. We're going to do a capital campaign. We're going to get this thing. We haven't set a timeline for this yet, but by golly, I want
to
see a year from now when we're convening here at Denise's office to look out that window.
We could be in it.
And probably seeing either construction or a building.
Mm-hmm.
That's what
I want to have our Christmas tree of remembrance in there in December.
We can see this auditorium, this family center that we're looking at. There's all kinds of things like that we can do.
Memorial services, and it'll be open. The room will hold about 120 people. It'll be open to the community to use the same way as our Gorsuch conference room in the Pickering House is available for the community.
I like
the
room,
community events.
The
as
name
well.
Family Center. That sounds really good right there.
But I think that it ought to reflect its purpose though, and that is to support
Family Grief Center,
the grief support efforts that Tracy and Aaron and all the other
the Anita M. Turner
Sheila,
Family Grief
and all
Center
the folks.
Sheila, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. We've got a lot of things to think about and talk about. If you have any ideas to help us, call us and let us know. Shoot us an email. I want to thank Mark, Andy, and Rick for being with us. And I always want to thank you for listening. And remember, celebrate life.